Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. Time. It's Within Brim Skin time. Number 155, Extreme Makeover Was a Lie. Yeah, we're going to be talking about some interesting things today. I do have a rant prior, but we will be getting to that.
Extreme Makeover?
Yeah, yes. And I will, you know, the houses, the home edition?
Yes.
Okay, we will talk about that.
Okay.
What do you call it? I don't know if you're familiar. I'm sure you are, but you
know.
I know.
I saw South Park make fun of it.
It's crazy. So we will get to that. As always, ladies and gentlemen, I've got my right-hand man, Mr. Alex DePonte.
Ayo.
And what do you call it? Without fail, our sponsors are Made in Tail, Hair Care Products, Discover the Secret, Beyer Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need, and Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the
world.
So I want to start off, I've got a rant first and foremost.
About renovating houses.
No. That's going to come later. I definitely want to get on it because I found some interesting things out. I mean, I've heard many things, but I really want to get into it a little bit with you because it's just craziness. But the things that are absolutely pissed me off, okay? And I haven't done a crazy rant in a while, so I am going to do somewhat of a crazy rant right now. I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is that I have a mental block over paying an additional 5 cents a bag over at the grocery store.
I don't like doing it either.
I think, you know what? 5 cents is nothing. I wipe my rear end with you know, the 5 cents. The money's not the issue. The issue is that I feel like I'm being taken advantage of. I feel as though, you know, they could just incorporate whatever extra additional money that's going to be into whatever you're paying
at
the groceries.
That's not the point.
I understand what the point is. The point technically is, okay, we're going to save the environment, so this way there's going to be less use of plastic and paper, and you're going to use reusable bags. I get it. Bravo. Here. That's
no.
Me clapping. Bravo.
Listen, I would understand.
I'm with you on that.
I would understand if, like, you know, people actually were responsible and just did it, but the thing is they're not going to. So that 5 cents was enough of an incentive for me personally to start bringing my own reusable bags to the grocery store, because I would always forget. I would always be like, screw it, I'll do it next time. Screw it, I'll do it next time. And next time never came. Now, Megan and I keep reusable bags in the trunk of her car in case we forget. We keep them in the back seat. We always have reusable bags because of the stupid 5 cents. I guess it worked.
I can appreciate that. And I have them in my car too. But every so often, I go in and I have to grab a few things. And I'm like, I shouldn't have to pay 5 cents or a freaking bag, or just like go walking out, you know, with a ton of things in my hands. I mean, look, if they really want to, they, you know, they have those, you know, other bags. What do you call it? The nice bags?
Yeah, the tote bags.
So do the tote bags. Give them away, and that's your branding, because people will bring those back.
Yeah, they're not going to give those away.
But why do you have to pay for them? Instead, they always supplied bags before. I feel that they're cheaping out then and saying, okay, well, if we don't have to do it, because legally we can't do it.
They could do paper bags and not have you pay for those.
No, they do paper bags, and you got to pay 5 cents for the paper bags.
Well, you shouldn't have to.
Well, but I have to pay 5 cents for the paper bags, and those paper bags always rip.
Well, I'm saying you shouldn't have to pay for the paper bags. You should have to pay for the premium of plastic.
Okay, well, again, I understand. You know, and again, I want to save the environment and I want to do the right thing. I just feel like it's the biggest insult on the planet to be like, all right, well, you're paying an additional 5 cents each per bag. It's like, dude.
Maybe we should have just not had plastic bags in the first place and should have just got everybody on the habit of using, you know, tote bags to actually start off.
Maybe.
That way we wouldn't have, you know, this wouldn't have been an issue.
Maybe.
Like, you know.
I have a ton of the tote bags.
I know.
It's not even the case. But every so often, it's just like, all right, I'm running out of the house and I completely forget.
I know, but you know what? It's got to be, we got to ingrain it into society. It's got to be like one of those things where, you know, you would never leave your house without your phone. Don't leave your house without your tote bag for grocery shopping.
Unless you're Alex, because you leave the house with everything.
Well, like I said, that's why we have tote bags in the, what is it? In the trunk of the car, in case we forget.
Can't do you any good if you lock the keys in the car.
Yeah. We have a spare set of keys now. Megan has a set, and I have a set. Good. So that way that doesn't happen again.
Positive.
Because I'm tired of that happening.
Yeah, between that and the studio keys, now there's spare sets of everything.
Yeah, there almost is, except for the apartment.
Well, you better do that, too.
I've locked myself out of the apartment.
How? How are you that freaking thick-headed?
Because I went to go give lessons, and I forgot my apartment keys, and I forgot that Megan was going to be out at work by the time that I got back. Because I was like, oh, yeah, there'll be people here when I get back. Not the case.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, that's ridiculous.
I'm a little ridiculous.
So the 5 cents, by the way, people, if I seem completely off, it's because I can't breathe. The allergies drive me absolutely nuts, and that's pissing me off, too. So 5 cents for bags, allergies that drive me crazy. Today, I went with Danielle and Haley. We took a drive out to Coney Island Aquarium.
You took Haley driving?
Yeah, she drove the whole way there.
Yeah, oh, my God.
You know, this way Danielle and I can mess around in the backseat.
I'm sure. No. Yep, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, no, I wish.
That's his story, and he's sticking to it.
No, it's not the case. But
Haley was traumatized.
Yeah, she was traumatized. But, beautiful, beautiful day at the aquarium. You know, it's really, really nice. Always enjoy the aquarium. Always enjoy nature. Always enjoy stuff like that. Enjoying spending time with the family. What pisses me off, I don't have a problem. Like, I deal with a lot of the wildlife conservation societies, and normally, like, I'll go in and they'll guest me and I'll go through and get to do really, really cool things behind the scenes. But, you know, there are sometimes you just want to go and you don't want to, one, have to work, and two, you don't want to have to be in the public eye. You kind of want to just be on the side.
Yeah, see, I don't know what that's like. I'm not in the public eye.
Fair enough. So, and sometimes it's just not enough time, you know, to make the contacts and the calls or whatever if you're heading out somewhere. So this was one of those occasions where there wasn't enough time to make a couple of calls, and I wanted to go and take the family and get the hell out of Dodge.
Right.
So what do you call it? So we went there. Now, I don't have a problem paying to get in because it's good for helps take care of the animals and so forth.
Okay.
What I do give a crap about is outside, there's the parking area out there, $40 for freaking parking.
I hate paying for parking. That's what I hate the most about Port Jeff, is that we have to pay for the parking. Like, if we want to just go eat, like, actually, there is a free parking, but it's in a field across from Port Jeff. So if you want free parking, you have to walk into Port Jeff.
Yeah, it's or park on the street. You know what I mean?
But if you could find a spot.
If
you're lucky.
Well, that's half the thing, is actually finding a spot. You know what I mean? But it's like we had no choice. I didn't know where else to park. And but the whole idea was like, all right, no problem. If I got to pay the money, I'll pay the money. Whatever. It is what it is. It's not like it's breaking the bank, but it's just aggravating. Meanwhile,
let's build a parking lot.
Yeah.
We'll make money.
Make a mint.
We'll make bank.
Of course. You have to have the land to make the parking lot to do it. You don't even need the parking lot. You just need the land. You cord it off, and then you freaking charge bank to sit and park there. They do it. They have it over at the Hicksville train station.
I know.
They have an area over there that is, you know, for the park. They charge $30 or $20 a day or $30, whatever it is.
Yep.
And it fills up with a couple hundred cars, and they make a stupid amount of money for nothing.
I use it going into the city. We park there, and then we take the subway in.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable. So anyway, so to continue and to make a long story longer, the reason why I wanted to go and do the aquarium is because it wasn't just the aquarium. It was a Coney Island trip, and we were going to go to the Nathan's because I love Nathan's, and that's the original Nathan's, 100 years old, 100 years plus.
Oh,
you know
I've been
I mean?
To that one.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
But Haley hasn't been there. So I wanted to go, and I thought it would be a nice, fun, you know, day to do some stuff. And then I was coming to meet you at the studio afterwards.
Yep.
That being said, We drove all the way there. We did our stuff. I was amped to go. On Google, it said, you know, everything's open, everything's running.
They're not open?
Good. I went to the Nathan's afterwards. They were fucking closed.
Why?
No idea.
Reason.
On Google, it says they're open. Anyway, let's
Can't trust Google.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with some of the movies.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the World D from Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey. Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a bus.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.beyerdynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brimskin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
What's up, people? Welcome back to Nathan's. I mean, Within Brimskin, where we're talking about Nathan's.
I love Nathan's, and I was pissed. I was so unbelievably pissed.
He
off.
Was mad in anger. Matt, you were angry in love.
No,
well,
I was pissed
off. Well, because of your love for Nathan's, you were mad. Yeah,
I was super angry because I'm like. I came all this way specifically to go to this Nathan's, you know, and then we were doing the museum, the aquarium and so forth. So I was like, all right, whatever. So I was pissed off. So I went and I wrote a freaking bad Google review for them. I told them, I said, because it's their responsibility to go on Google and change their damn times if they're not going to be open at a certain time.
I mean, that is true.
That's their responsibility. So I went. I felt bad giving them a 1-star review because it's Nathan's and I love Nathan's. But I was so angry. So I gave them a 2-star review and I wrote the whole thing and I said to them specifically, I said bluntly, I will adjust the stars on this rating when you adjust your Google times.
Wow. Okay. I hope they do.
So I just played Karen for the day.
Did it feel?
No, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. But, you know, at the end of the day, I was just like, how dare you?
Hard work. Listen, you know, Sherlock.
That was the wrong one.
While you were tucked away up here working on your records, I was out there
that was the one I was looking
for.
Well, you know what? He was looking in the real world.
Yeah, he was. My thing was more... Anyway, so that was that. I,
that's probably exactly how you sounded when you found out the Nathan's was closed. Like, pitch and everything.
I was so pissed, man. It was like, you know, seriously? Just like that. Yeah. I got so loud. I was so upset. Danielle was like, oh, this is not going to end well. You know, I'm just like, yeah.
And stand in the way of Brim and his food.
Seriously pissed
Let's
me off.
See what happens.
Anyway, so that was that. And so we wound up eating at this crap place next door.
No Nathan's.
Not Nathan's, but we had hot dogs and fries, which were such garbage. I was so pissed that I paid like
so mad.
I paid $26 for three hot dogs and two
little things.
Oh, you
got ripped off.
Of course. Of course.
Oh, my God.
Because it's Coney Island, you know? And, but I was okay getting ripped off for the Nathan's. You know what
I'm
saying?
Well, but that's not getting ripped off.
Because it's you know you're getting quality food.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's this place next to Ruby's or something. I don't remember.
Ruby Tuesdays.
Freaking garbage. No offense, guys, but I waited like 20 minutes for three hot dogs and fries. Like was and it was.
I
dead.
Guess they were you and know they were making the hot dogs in the back, casing them up and everything.
Nice, listen, nice people, very nice people, but it was just like, what a waste. I was so annoyed, and then I got hit with the $40 fee at the parking garage. So I was just
Ouch.
Pissed. Anyway, what do you call it? So on a positive note, anybody who is a fan of Grindhouse Radio, or if you're you've never listened to Grindhouse before, you definitely want to check it out. On Thursday, we've got our special guest Bob Bergen, who does the voice for Porky Pig and Tweety Bird, as well as a ton of other characters.
Bob's
so,
Burgers.
Bob Bergen.
Bob
Bergen. No, not Bob's Burgers. Bob Bergen, real cool dude. Great guy. Plethora of information, and just has done so many different characters, which is. So anyway, he'll be on and joining us, which is fantastic. And what do you call it? Also, make sure you catch the Dirty Little Secrets Club. That came out earlier today, so make sure you get that fix in as well with Dana and I. And what do you call it? Now I'm going to completely move forward
180?
With the rest of the show in terms of Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Yes, we get to talk about the people renovating houses.
So anybody who has... If you were alive in the 2000s, all right, at the end of the day, you had to have heard of Extreme Makeover, Ty Pennington, the host, what do you call it, and basically the whole premise of the show was supposed to be all heartwarming and loving and as a family in need, and, you know, they were going to get a brand new house for free, and it's going to be built in a week, and, you know, basically you have a whole design team, and the local community
was
comes out
fake,
to help.
Like Pimp My Ride?
Okay, so, well, what did you hear about Pimp My Ride?
Well, they didn't. So, in the contract for Pimp My Ride, they specifically said that for the most part, they wouldn't really touch the engine that much. And they were going to leave, like, the mechanical parts of the car pretty much as is. They were just going to give the car basically, like, a spit shine on the outside for the show's purposes.
Well, I don't know about all of that with Pimp My Ride, but I have heard stuff like that. But yeah. This one, there were incidents where, what do you call it? Outlets didn't work. They were just like stuck on the wall.
Yeah, it's like the same thing.
Yeah. What do you call it? You know, because look, they were building a house in 1 week.
I mean, at the same time though, you got a house. I mean, if I got a house, I would not complain if I had to fix a few outlets.
But here it is. That's not the only case. So there were a whole bunch of different situations where here's for one. There was what do you call it? There was a huge house. It was gorgeous. It was built for a widowed mom with a bunch of kids. The family, you know, had a recent death. The father passed away.
Ouch.
Which is why why she was on the show. She needed help, right? So the house was given to her, and that's awesome. But she was having problems monetarily. So basically, she couldn't afford it after a year. The property tax, the electric, water, upkeep, everything, what do you call it, went skyrocketing.
Yeah,
so,
of course it did.
So what do you call it? So once then she put it on the market, and what do you call it? It's just she just couldn't afford it. So that was just one thing where it was just like not good. A ton of people wound up not being able to afford it because the property taxes were so stupidly priced. You know what I mean?
It might have been worth it just to sell the house and then get a cheaper house,
right,
to be honest.
Which is what some of them did. However, some of them, they did it in neighborhoods where every other house in the neighborhood was like $60,000, and then they put like this $400,000, $500,000 house up.
Yeah, so nobody wants to buy the most expensive house in the worst neighborhood.
One of them, in one neighborhood, they did, what do you call it, they did, like, in that type of a situation, was like every house was, you know, $100,000 tops in the
right.
area.
Yep.
And it was like $400,000 or $500,000 house that was put in, all computers and TVs and so forth. And every single bit of it was on the freaking, on television, on the show.
It got stolen.
So within a week of the thing airing,
yeah, they got
the
robbed.
Place got completely robbed, and they took yep. everything that was in the house.
Yeah,
because they gave a walkthrough on the entire house and where everything was.
You shouldn't give the physical address.
Well, you didn't need to.
Well,
you see it. It's like, okay, if it's happening in your neighborhood, say it's
yeah.
On,
I know. You'll,
everybody
you'll
in the area
it.
Knows about it. You become yeah. a local celebrity. You know.
Usually,
what I mean?
The air date is much later, though.
Doesn't make a difference.
But yeah, people will still rob it.
You know, I said within a week or a month of the air date.
Oh,
it's not when yeah. As soon as it went up, but in the air date. Then, what do you call it? Let's see.
Sell the house, people. Get out of there.
Another one, they couldn't upkeep taxes. Everybody says Ty Pennington is an asshole. He's the host of the show. Let's see. My family was on the show. The house was held up pretty well after the settling issues and some patches to the foundation. We were lucky, and everything for us was delayed to avoid winter. The delay forced us to apply for the show again, but we were in a tough spot. Can confirm the increase in taxes mentioned in other comments. Definitely was another thing to stress about, which is crazy. Let's see. There were old houses built in the 60s and 70s on pretty large acre lots, but the area was awful and all the houses were in some state of disrepair. Crime was high, rent was super cheap, and most was government paid. We always wondered what they would do to secure the house considering the crime in the area. And the answer was nothing.
Nothing.
They slapped a $400,000 house, which is what I told you, $400,000 house with giant plate windows and sliding glass doors in the middle of a high crime neighborhood where the average house price was probably $60,000. This is what I just told you about.
Yeah, that's really funny.
And they filmed exactly where the new home tech and automation was, exactly how to get around the house from one room to the next, and aired it on national TV. A week after the show aired, it was all over the local news, and the house was, surprise, broken into and cleaned out. Every TV, every computer, everything.
They didn't put, why don't they put alarm systems in this house?
Because, again, they just, it's all, you know, quick, and they're just doing it, whatever. That's... I don't
know. An alarm system will take you a day.
An alarm system, though, is a service. It is an ongoing service.
I know.
It's not like a one-time thing.
Right, so pay for a year for the family.
I don't know.
Just a year.
Listen, a year is still not necessarily enough. Also...
Well, it's on the family past that point. You gave them a house and a free alarm service for a year. After that, they got to figure it out.
We're going to take a break in a minute, but before we do, there's one other one, and then we'll talk about more when we get back. There's one that, what do you call it? They gave them the house. They gave them a brand new car. What do you call it? And what do you call it? Within the year after they did it, they sold the car off. They sold for, and then had two cars. One of them was a jalopy that barely ran, and the other one was sitting on what are those things called? Cinder blocks.
Oh, cinder blocks. Yeah.
Cinder blocks. As soon as they brought it home, what do you call it? There was some other stuff going on, and then they were given from the local supermarket a year's worth of food for free. Okay.
Okay.
And the mother got arrested because she stole at Walmart. Yeah. Yeah, this is just crazy stories.
What?
Crazy
Why would
stories.
You steal when you have a year's supply of food? Oh, it doesn't make any sense.
Why don't we take a quick break? We'll be right back with some more within Brimskin.
Are you looking for something special? Perhaps a perfect Irish gift for Christmas.
Why not own a piece of the Emerald Isle?
Now available as an e-gift, you can instantly download the deed to your own plot of land.
For every plot of land sold, a tree is planted.
A step towards Emerald Heritage's goal of safeguarding Ireland's landscape for future generations.
Visit emeraldheritage.com to become a squire or a squiress now.
Again, that's emeraldheritage.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake can make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Dobby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow! It's the Red Roof Geek Guild!
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Hero!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
Up, up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
What's up, people? Welcome back to Within Brim's Skin.
Hi-ho!
Don't you have that sound on the board?
I do, probably. Yeah. I think. Yeah, there.
Hi-de-ho!
Wow. Sounded just like you.
I did a good job, I think. what do you call it? So anyway, I'm going to do one more, and then I want to talk about another show. So let's see.
Another show?
A different show, which is a really cool show. I enjoyed the hell out of it. You might actually even like it. Very PG. What do you call it? So this one is, I interned for Extreme Makeover Home Edition in the early 2000s. Yes, their taxes go through the roof.
Yep.
Tons of the families on it end up selling everything that was put in the house, computers, appliances, etc., to help pay the property taxes. I worked on two houses on set. Then they moved to other parts of California and wouldn't send a free intern there. The first one was in South Central. As we were putting out toys for the kids... Someone mentioned that at the last house they did, everything like what we were putting out was stolen almost immediately. The dad of that family also lost his job because of the mandatory vacation to Disneyland. They have to take a mandatory vacation to Disneyland.
And he lost his job.
He tried to work something out with both the production company and his job, but neither would budge. If they wanted the house makeover, he had to leave with his family so the show could get the fun family vacation shots.
Of course.
The other house was in a city about 2 hours outside of L.A. The new house was huge. The family did have a lot of kids and took up most of the lot. I can't even imagine how much their taxes went up. A local band turned famous donated a bunch of merch to the kids, but they couldn't show any of it on air because it didn't benefit ABC, Disney, or Sears.
Oh, my God.
So every time a kid found something band-related, ooh, band tickets, they couldn't use the footage. Wasn't much to reveal after that. Oh, and one of the kids' shared bedrooms was awful. It was something like a country-western weird jungle split. Plus, the show gave them an indoor basketball court, but some of the kids still had to share rooms, which did not make sense to me. The bedrooms all looked pretty cheaply done. I can't imagine they held up. It was an interesting experience, lots of hidden downsides to those houses, but they really do everything in a week, and some of the designers were truly nice and wanted to help people. So that is, like, just a bunch of stuff that, you know, like, it's like, how
do you... I would still take the house, and then I would just sell it.
Well, that's what I said, but there are a lot of people that do that too, and then they have issues with that. I mean, there's like contracts and so forth. There's a lot of stuff that goes along with all that. So,
oh, what, you can't sell the house? They make you...
I think that you're not supposed to. I don't know what the contract looks like because I don't have that contract, but yeah, man, very, very interesting.
Then
man.
you're signing yourself away basically to stay in the same house with a higher property tax. That's kind of... Yeah. That's kind of dumb if you need the help in the first place.
Or at least for a certain well, it doesn't matter because half of them are going into foreclosure anyway because they can't afford to keep the house.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even if they have it and it doesn't sell right away because most of them are just done so shoddily. And then they're building these houses with no time, in my opinion. I don't know if they're done legally. So if they're doing all this work to these houses and they're making all these adjustments and changes, they're doing it. It takes months and months and months to get the okay to do any of that work. So what if they're doing it illegally, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, they might not be doing it illegally, but they might be cutting a little corners here and there.
Well, I don't know, man. Because then you go to sell it and then you're in trouble because you've got all this additional stuff that was not sanctioned for your property. So now your property taxes go sky high. One, either nobody's going to buy it, or two, you can't, you know, you're going to be charged a certain amount for it.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody would probably buy it. Also, it was a free house, though, no?
Again, yes, free house, but, you know, I don't know, man. There's this...
If you started with nothing and you got something that's kind of bad, like, that's better than nothing.
Yeah, but if you can't pay for it, it doesn't make a difference.
Well, that's why I said sell it.
And what if it doesn't sell?
You could sell it at some cost.
Okay, if you say so.
Like, those cars that came back on Pimp My Ride, like, even if they didn't touch the engine, like, because the exterior of the car looks so cool, somebody is willing to buy it.
All right. You know, not if they're, an inspector goes there and sees that it's something's wrong with it.
Again, people buy fixer-upper houses all the time. It's just a matter of price.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, what do you call it? Not in an area where $60,000 is the cost of a house, and you know you're trying to get $400,000. You're gonna sell a $400,000 house for $60,000?
You sell it for $200,000.
No, nobody's gonna buy it.
You sell it for $100,000.
Nobody's gonna buy it.
Someone will buy it for $100,000.
Not in that neighborhood, no.
No offense
to those neighborhoods. It's just, it's not going to happen.
I think somebody would jump at a $100,000 house that's actually worth $400,000.
You say so.
I just can't see. It's a matter of numbers. Somebody out there is willing to buy it.
All right. Somebody, maybe. But it might take a while to find that person.
It might.
So I wanted to talk, lastly, since we have about 4 minutes left, I wanted to talk about a show on Netflix. Really, really cute show. It's called Old Enough. Have you heard of it?
No.
So it's a Japanese show. It's another Japanese show.
Okay.
And what do you call it? It's these kids. They're like two and a half. Okay.
Are they old enough?
They're they're smarter than the average kid, man. These kids, they're having them run errands by themselves.
Oh, God.
So they're going, like, miles, walking miles to do different errands around town in Japan for the family.
This is a real show.
Real show. And what do you call it? These kids are incredible.
Oh, my God.
What do you call it? They're, the one kid, he had to go from his house to some, to walk a couple miles to the, what do you call it, to the supermarket. At the supermarket, he had three items to purchase. So he went down there, he went into the store, he found two of the items, he paid for it, then he left, and the host was going, oh, you know, it looks like he forgot one of the, you know, the things. And then all of a sudden, the kid stops, and he looks all, like, freaked out. He goes, I have to go back. I have to go back. He's saying it in Japanese. I have to go back. I have to go back. I forgot the whatever it was. I forgot what it was. I think it was the curry. So he, what he called, so he turned around. He went back to the store, bought the curry, and then went back and walked all the way back home with all the stuff. Then another one, another kid went from from their house to like a vineyard to the store to another store.
They're gonna be driving by the time they're six.
It was nuts. Not 2 years old.
I can't even imagine that.
2 years old.
Yeah, I just want to go.
And
ahead.
They remembered more than you. No offense.
I just want to have Easter with Megan's family and my friend's little kid is like 3 or 4, and like, I mean, he still can't figure out basic stuff. I don't even know. Like, no way would we trust him outside.
These things. Okay, so they're about 10 to 20 minutes per episode. Some of them a little shorter than others. Watch just the first two episodes.
Old Enough.
Called Old Enough.
I'll remember that.
Please watch at least two episodes. I guarantee, knowing you, you'll get hooked.
I'll have to find it.
You want to know why? Because it's so freaking nuts, it'll blow your mind how smart these kids are.
I think I can. When did this come out, though? If it's recent, I'm not going to be able to find it.
Well, it just started on Netflix, I think, but it's been out. It was these are old episodes.
Oh, they are?
These are all old.
Okay.
It's not a new show. It's just new to Netflix, per se.
Oh, it's not a Netflix show.
No.
I thought this was if it's not a Netflix show, I can find it. Yeah, I got it.
And these kids are so flipping adorable. Then there's the one girl, what do you call it? They had her go to her father to bring her father. I think it was I think he's a sushi chef or something. He had to bring her the whites, to get dressed, either that or an apron, one or the other.
That's insane.
So she went all the way there. And then what do you call it? He said, okay, you know, can I now have you? I'd like you to go and get mommy's watch. Mommy's watch is fixed. Can you go to the watch shop to pick it up for her before you go home? And she's like, yes, okay. You know, this little
they're not
girl.
Worried about, like, kids being kidnapped?
Here it is they're all smaller towns. So this was, like, how they actually do have the kids come up. However, I think that stopped not too long ago because people do get abducted. The kids have been getting abducted.
Yeah.
But because they know that they have been brought up like that. And the kids, though, I mean, they're pretty much watched the whole time. On the show, they have the staff.
Well, I understand
so
that.
So their staff is... One kid, Alex, took the freaking bus. He took the bus. And he had to ask where the freaking, if the bus went to the right place. And he found the right bus and took the bus, got what he needed, took another bus all the way back.
Have you seen the video of the dog that takes the bus to the park by himself?
No.
There is a video and there's footage of, there's this dog and the owner puts the bus fare in the collar. And the dog knows where to go. The dog goes to the bus stop, waits for the bus, gets on the bus, knows to let the guy take the bus fare, and then the dog goes to the park and then comes back when he's ready.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a crazy... He apparently the dog does it like almost every day, and it's just part of the dog's routine.
Where is this?
I don't know. I just saw like a video of it, and I remember being blown away by it.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's bizarre.
I'm sure I could find it really quick if I hear. It's bizarre
with the kids. You know, well, it doesn't matter because people can't see or hear anything there anyway. But with the kids, it's bizarre. You know, but like a dog, right? Like, okay, take it. It's taking itself for a walk to the park. Like,
yes.
So bizarre.
Look, Black Lab solo bus ride to dog park, and there's a news reporter, and this is a whole news segment. Like this, but like the owner went with the dog to the park enough times to where the dog learned just how to do it on his own. So
that's crazy. I would never let my dog do that because I'd be afraid of getting hit by a car. Or what do you call it? Or somebody trying to take him?
Apparently,
or, you know.
She's okay.
Unreal. Unreal. Well, anyway, that's about all the time we have for Within Brimskin. It is old Brim and Alex signing off. We love you. We appreciate you. Please make sure you hit us up on all the social media. 5-star reviews only. Make sure you hit up all the other shows, as we said earlier on. And, yeah, we'll be hanging out with you again next week.